Chapter 3. The Kentucky Effect. I've just written about the demands we put on our players, the sacrifices we ask of them, and, to an extent, the risks they take. For some, it might be too hard and it won't work out for them. Or they might not play as much as they would somewhere else and they can't handle that. But they encounter something else here that is beyond what I can fully explain to kids who are still in high school. They don't really feel it until they officially arrive in Big Blue Nation. I refer to it as the Kentucky Effect. Everything that happens here, on and off the court, is magnified. When class is not in session but we're practicing, the NCAA allows us to take players out for a meal. We usually do dinner. When we walk into a restaurant, everything stops. Some people actually rise to their feet and applaud. It's a man's decision to play basketball in Kentucky, and not solely because of the physical demands. You're in the spotlight even when you would rather not be. If you want to smoke, you want to chase girls, you want to go to clubs, you want to do all that, this is not the place for you, because it will get noticed, and it will be splashed all over the news. At other places, it might not matter as much, but if you put yourself in the middle of something like that and you play for Kentucky, the story has legs. You want it to go away, but it won't. There are no off games for us. No matchups where we get anything less than our opponent's best effort. For every team we play, it's their Super Bowl. We go into an opposing gym where the attendance is usually about 4,000. For our game, it's packed to the rafters. We're looking up at 16,000 people, and they're totally amped. When somebody beats us, it's a celebration. They're happy, and a lot of other people are happy, too. If we hit a bump and have a down year, nobody feels sorry for us. Kentucky lost again? Great! How many in a row is that for them? Three? Awesome! They might not even make the tournament. That's all I want for Christmas. Really, not kidding. If you play for Kentucky, you're a target. You're a mark. It's one of the things you have to deal with. The bright spotlight on us means that as a player, you will be exposed for what you are, whatever it is, good or bad. I can't hide you. There's no hiding at Kentucky. Your opponent wanted your scholarship. He's got something to prove. He's playing to beat you, not just Kentucky. The verdict on you may seem to come more quickly, and that can be difficult and even a little unfair. If you don't truly have it in you, or you're not making the effort to get better, you're not grinding.